Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. Well, issues that resulted in on-and-off power outages a little after midnight today in Griswold were thought to have been temporarily fixed. MidAmerican Energy spokesman Jeff Greenwood explains what caused the outages.
We had an equipment problem in a substation in Griswold, and it took some time to identify what the problem was and then at least temporarily resolve it. There's a piece of equipment inside the substation that helps keep voltage constant that was causing some problems. And so this affected right around 400 customers, and we will try to make a more permanent fix as soon as we can. We have switched around it, and that takes care of the problem for now and enables us to make a more permanent fix.
And we just got off the phone with Greenwood after several listeners had written into KJAN on our social media pages saying they were still having power outages. Greenwood said that they thought the power had the issue had been fixed, but it has not been resolved, and the crews are working on more switching around of the equipment to try to get those situations resolved. Another crew from MidAmerican Energy has been called in to Griswold with a replacement part to see if they can get the situation resolved, at least in the interim. But again, there are some power outages still in Griswold, but be patient. I know it's frustrating down there that your power is going on and off and resulting in some people being with anxiety a little bit. But again, they will get those resolved just as quickly as possible. The Army Corps of Engineers has temporarily reduced releases from a flood control reservoir on the Missouri River, but they will increase the volume of water it sends downstream beginning tomorrow due to an abnormally soggy start to September.
Mother Nature has been very fickle these last few months.
That's Kevin Grody of Army Corps of Engineers. He said the soil in the upper Missouri River Basin is just like a wet sponge, and that's going to cause problems in October, November, and December.
If we continue seeing very cloudy and conditions where it's constantly raining every day, then we won't see that evaporation that we normally see during the fall months. Normally in the fall months, it's dry, it's windy. We see dust, we see brown grass, but we're not seeing that these last couple of years during the fall months.
The Big Sioux River is flooding in northwest Iowa. The excessive rainfall in South Dakota last week, more than 10 inches in some areas, will be exacerbated by above-average precipitation for the remainder of 2019, according to Grody. Army Corps officials say Missouri River levee repairs in southwest Iowa are proceeding this week, but officials say the water will begin to flow back in through breached levees that have not been repaired. Matt Kraske, readiness branch chief of the Army Corps' Omaha district, said crews have completed initial work to close 12 levee breaches with 20 more on their list.
Well, we don't anticipate any more damages to homes or communities. Again, life safety is paramount and risk is increased. So folks back behind those levees need to be cognizant of what the National Weather Service is putting out and act accordingly.
There hasn't been a day so far this month when it hasn't rained somewhere in the upper Missouri River Basin. And officials of the Mills County Emergency Management Agency said Monday that elevated Missouri River levels will cause increased flood risk for southwestern Mills County this week. Residents west of Interstate 29 and south of Lambert Avenue are cautioned to be alert and consider evacuating the area. Increased water also may be an issue west of Interstate 29 and south of Highway 34, as well as the Pony Creek Drainage District. Exact effects of the river level are hard to determine, so extreme caution is advised. The Corps of Engineers says they will be monitoring the repaired sections of levee south of the Plattsmouth Bridge. The outward levee breach in the southwest section of the county is not closed and will allow backflow of the water into that area, which is already saturated. If you have any questions, you can contact the Mills County Communications Center, especially if you need help in leaving the area. The number is 712-527-4871. In our funeral announcements, Marlis Beeler, age 76, of Stewart, died Thursday at the Taylor Hospice House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Marlis Beeler will be today at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Robert Rell, age 84, of Guthrie Center, died Friday in Panora. A funeral mass for Robert Rell will be today at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Michael Lemke, age 27, of Panora, died September 9th at his home. Funeral services for Michael Lemke will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Geraldine Jerry Odell, age 78, formerly of Griswold and Atlantic, died Saturday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Jerry Odell will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Griswold Central Church of Christ. Reagan Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Judy Paulson, age 76, of Denison and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday in Denison. Graveside services for Judy Paulson will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. William Goody, age 83, of Guthrie Center, died Friday in Des Moines. A funeral mass for Laverne William Goody will be held on Thursday at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. John Bruns, age 57, of Greenfield, died Saturday at his home. A celebration of life for John Bruns will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield, with a luncheon to be held at the church immediately afterward. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Albert Peter Pete Stein, age 70, of Portsmouth, died Sunday in Omaha. A celebration of life service for Pete Stein will be on Friday at 7 p.m. at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church in Portsmouth. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Loretta Grasty, age 86, of Greenfield, died September 11th at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Loretta Grasty will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Marianne Anholt, age 93, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Graveside services for Marianne Anholt will be this Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Oakwood Cemetery in Lewis. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Larry McClelland, age 82, of Greenfield, died Saturday. Funeral services for Larry McClelland are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And John Sturdy, age 86, of Fontenelle, died Monday at his home. Funeral services for John Sturdy are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.